You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. As in Washington, the financial bailout from the administration comes under more scrutiny by House of Representatives members who are meeting with Ben Bernanke and Treasury Secretary Paulson. And as institutions at the center of that bailout come under scrutiny by a probe of the FBI taking a look at what was going on inside those institutions in the weeks leading up to this financial meltdown, small businesses are already feeling the pinch of so-called frozen credit markets and an inability to get loans to keep their operations going. And to talk about what's likely to happen no matter what Congress decides regarding the financial bailout is our friend Dan Gross, columnist for Newsweek magazine, who joins us from the platform of a train station in Connecticut. Am I right, Dan?
Just about, yes. That's good morning, John.
All right. I'm glad to be a part of your commute, Dan. but seriously, small businesses, and you can probably see some from where you're standing, are really in the crosshairs as people try to make decisions about their operations over the next several months.
Right. And they were already suffering, you know, before even this Wall Street stuff started. Think about how, you know, people, when they start up companies, they rely on home equity lines of credit, American Express, their Visa bills. You know, we hear so many stories about people getting started by running up their credit cards or American Express or tapping into home equity lines of credit. And basically, in the past several months, even before the meltdown on Wall Street, all those sources were being pinched because those companies in question had suffered losses, and so they were thinking, gee, maybe we shouldn't be extending so much credit to people anymore. On top of that, you know, the Federal Reserve does these surveys of banks where they say, you know, are you asking for tighter conditions or looser conditions? And then, again, in the months before this meltdown started, the percentage of people who were saying they were tightening was greater than the percentage of the people who were easing. So we had this period of very easy and cheap money that essentially has ended. And I think the lower end, the people who are not borrowing from Goldman Sachs, you know, at $100 million a pop, they started to feel it first and will probably continue to feel it a little worse.
Well, it's interesting how this goes up and down the economic chain. I mean, you described the sort of credit lines that people use to start businesses or maybe get their little film done. But you've also got the McDonald's not getting a loan for expansion. That was announced yesterday. You've got car loans being denied, which has an impact on the auto industry. And the, you know, retailers need easy money to be able to get through the holiday season.
Absolutely. You know, it's working up, you know, what business people call the value chain from the small merchant to the large corporations. And I don't think there's an appreciation of just how important credit is. You know, people like to refer to it as a lubricant of the oil. People are always, you know, if you're a big retailer, you are constantly borrowing hundreds of millions of dollars to finance your purchases and your inventory and then, you know, paying it back a couple weeks later. That's something called the commercial paper market. It's not like people who are desperate. It's giant Fortune 500 companies. This is the way they've learned to do business in the last 20, 30 years. And when that seizes up, you know, it's very dislocating for everybody, from, as you say, from McDonald's to home builders to General Motors.
Even General Electric, which has made an incredibly lucrative business model out of selling businesses right at the end of the quarter to show a positive balance sheet, is having difficulty unloading businesses and doing the kinds of things that were so easy just even a year ago.
Not only that, but General Electric, one of its biggest units, you know, people think of it, oh, it owns NBC, it makes plastic, it makes jet engines. They have a very large unit called, it's GE Capital or GE Financial Services, where they, you know, they finance the purchase of jets. They finance the purchase of their medical systems. They have a huge credit operation. And again, when they have difficulty borrowing short term, it means their customers have more difficulty buying these really big-ticket items on which they depend.
And, of course, GE was downgraded yesterday by at least one stock analyst. What do you think are the sectors that are most vulnerable going forward into the holiday season before we leave you?
Well, clearly, retail, this is the big, retail is incredibly cyclical. We think of ourselves as constantly shopping, constantly buying things. But for so many retailers, apparel, department stores, toys, you know, they do 50, 60, 70% of their sales in the last few months. So they have to make their orders from China in, you know, August, September, and get them on the boat so they're in the stores October, November. So they have to lay out that cash a few months in advance and then, you know, pay it back come December or January. If they are unable to get the credit in the first place, or if they have to pay, you know, a substantially higher interest rate, it means their ability to profit or even to stock their stores in the way they have in the past is severely impaired.
Well, Dan, it gives new meaning to the word gap, I guess, as we look for the holiday season. Dan Gross, thanks so much for joining us.
Anytime. Thanks, John.
Dan Gross, columnist for Newsweek magazine, speaking to us from Connecticut. Adora?
And the problems on Wall Street and world financial troubles.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.